B-Pod Studios.
In the past, he's run a $100 million business, employed 110 people in seven countries, and is great at making crucial decisions quickly. The only thing was that previous job, he was a drug smuggler. On the phone with us right now, from Toronto, Brian O'Day. Hi, Brian.
Hi.
Welcome.
How are you, Stan?
Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Drug smuggling. First of all, what kind of drugs were you smuggling?
Pot.
Nothing heavier? No coke?
No.
Or heroin? You know,
no.
Horse or anything like that?
No.
And you finally got caught.
Actually, didn't get caught in the act. Got indicted years after the act, the last act that I was involved in. Uh-huh.
And 10 years in prison.
10 years, sentenced to 10 years, uh-huh.
Federal or state or
federal,
what?
Federal, in Terminal Island in Los Angeles.
Federal, San Pedro. That's easy time, isn't it, federal prison?
Yeah, right. I think easy time is an oxymoron. I don't think there's any such thing.
But they had, ping pong table there, pool, TV room and stuff like that, right?
You bet.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't trade that for county lockup, would you?
Oh, no. Having done both, I can assure you that the federal is better than the county law.
And the food better.
The food is definitely better.
Now, coming out, I mean, you're looking for a job, and you say that the work that you did smuggling marijuana pretty much gave you the equivalent of a MBA that you would get at college.
In the practical sense, I would say that would be right, yeah.
How, I mean, it says you're running a $100 million business, employing 110 people, seven countries. Mm-hmm. I mean, were you the leader of this racket?
I was. We were a team that operated the thing, and there was a group of us that were owners, managers, and I was one of those of that group.
Now,
small group of guys.
You, I guess, have been running classified ads. What kind of job in the straight world are you looking for?
I'm available and I'm open to suggestions and to offers. So I'm really don't know. I've been offered a few different jobs.
Well, why not start a business? You didn't really get hired into the pot smuggling business, did you?
No, I didn't.
So yeah, start up your own. What are you good at? What are you good at, Brian?
Actually, I'm pretty good at speaking.
I mean, set up your own business, and you know how to run a business like a machine. Do something like that instead of working for somebody else.
That'd be great. That'd be great. I'm not quite sure what that business would be. Any suggestions?
Whatever you think that you're good at. I mean, if you were good at shipping pot all around the country, I mean, why don't you go into some kind of import-export business?
Right. Gosh.
Be some kind of middleman.
Right. I think that would probably be pretty closely examined business for you.
Well, I mean, you know, the herb business is big. You could grow some of that St. John's wad, stuff
yeah.
like that.
Yeah. Jinko Blowjabo, what the other stuff? All that stuff is huge right now, and you know how to handle, you know, a cultivated herb.
There you go.
I mean, that would be perfect for you. Start your own brand, throw it up on the internet.
But I'm not sure if that stuff works, you see.
But that's not your
that's,
concern.
That's beside the point.
You're the middleman.
Okay.
You know, FDA doesn't regulate it. You can say there's anything in those.
That's true.
You're going to the seller of the stuff. You're transporting it over to the open market, and that's you're the middleman.
Letting everybody make up their own mind.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you make up some story about some exotic location you're bringing them in from. You know?
Right. From Fort Myers or Naples.
Of course.
And then that's pretty exotic when you're in Toronto where it's probably
no,
10
think,
below.
Think about it. We're going to help you out here. I can see that where you would be the pitch man for it. I spent years smuggling marijuana until I found something that's all natural and works even better.
God, I'm going to come looking for you to be the publicist when we begin this venture.
I'm seeing it now. Commercials, websites, a special logo.
You throw that on in the middle of the night, man. Those hopheads will be going, man, I got to get healthy.
Yep.
This dude knows what he's talking about.
Infomercial, you throw a cute little pixie that pops these like pills like mad, talking about how great they are. Some girl working out, in a bikini.
It makes her all horned up.
Yeah, and you'll be selling stuff like mad.
Too bad Jacqueline Suzanne isn't still around. We kind of do it together.
Put anybody on there.
Right.
Now, let me go back to your drug-running business. You say seven countries. Where throughout the world were you running pot?
Well, I don't know where the seven countries come
from.
That's
what it says here in front of me. 110 people, seven countries.
Right. Well, the 110 people was right. I didn't never counted or enumerated the countries. But
so you do need a new publicist.
I do.
So how many countries were you dealing with? One?
Well, the United States was where we were bringing the product to from Southeast Asia.
Southeast Asia.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what did you think about the thing that was in the news the other day about from Mexico, the tunnels that they're digging over to make it their way into Arizona so that they can bring drugs?
I didn't read that in the paper, and, it's pretty far behind the times as a way to do it, I would think.
How did you run your operation? Fly planes below radar, drop it off in bales in Florida?
FedEx
right through the mail. How would you do that?
We went over and made arrangements with people in Southeast Asia to purchase the product and then had a ship pick it up over there.
Oh, so it went by ship?
Mm-hmm.
Big, like a freighter ship?
Well, it was a Chinese ship, kind of a nondescript oriental ship, brought it over to the Bering Sea where we had our own fishing vessels, pretty big boats, 160-footer kind of thing.
Right.
And transferred the product from that ship that came from the east onto those ships.
I'm thinking Southeast Asia. It's amazing you didn't get into your opiates over there and opium and all that. There's big money.
Well, there are people in that business, I'm sure, but that wasn't anything that interested me or any of my friends.
All right, so where now when the ship came in, it would port. Where would the pickup be in the United States?
Well, we brought it up into Alaska, sorted it, repackaged it, and brought it down into Washington.
Washington State, and then distributed all throughout there, huh?
No, we actually took it from there by tractor trailer down to California and distributed it from California.
Man, how long were you doing this for?
Most of my adult life. I'm 52 now, so up until the time I was about 38.
Never any run-in with the law doing that? Never any close calls? Trucking this stuff around, you had to have been busted a few times, right?
Back in 72.
And that was the only time?
Uh-huh.
And then after that, you went back and started doing it again?
I did.
Only takes one time of being busted, Stan, and then he gets smart and moves to Canada, so he'll do Canada time and get smart again.
That's exactly
right.
They
got nice jails up there.
That's why you moved to Canada, isn't it?
Nice jails.
They do, those Canadian jails. They're nice. They're like dorm rooms.
That's right.
But you did your time in the United States or Canada?
I part there and then part in Canada.
Man, and I just amazing. Most of your adult life doing this stuff caught one time. I mean, what are we talking about? If a tractor trailer is taking this stuff from Washington State going down to California, is that thing packed to the rims?
Pretty much, except for the back end of it. If someone were to open the doors, there were aromatic cedar in the back of it.
So they thought you were transporting wood.
Right.
Holy cow, and it's amazing. That just tells you something that, as far as fighting the war on drugs, this stuff, I mean, it's very easy then, I guess, to elude the authorities.
Well, I don't know that it's easy, but it's certainly being done every day, obviously.
I mean, if you're shipping the stuff in from Southeast Asia, it's mm-hmm. going into Alaska, transported down to Washington State, and from Washington State, tractor-trailer trucked out to California. I mean, there's numerous places where that thing should have gone through some kind of checkpoint, and somebody found it.
Well, and it did, but no one found it. It went through the regular checkpoints that trucks go through, the scales and all of that. But there's no interstate, at least in most states, interstate check of what you're carrying. In some states, there's laws against bringing vegetation into the state. California being one of them, actually, it's pretty interesting that we did get that vegetation in there.
Were you able to, at any time, did you have to, pay people off to look the other way that knew exactly what you were doing and just let it happen by looking the other way?
In Southeast Asia.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
Now,
that's the only way you do it there.
What are the laws like over there? I mean, if you're caught loading that stuff onto a ship and you're caught doing that, I mean, probably far worse than what would happen in the United States or Canada.
Well, first of all, if you're caught, that means you haven't paid people off because that's how it's done over there. So you only get caught if you're trying to do something without the cooperation of authorities. But if you have the cooperation of authorities, you don't get caught. But if you do get caught, execution seems to be what they like to do. And in summary, without any trial or any of that waste of time. In the United States, however, today and this since the 80s, it's been hugely punitive, and the sentences are horrific and gigantic. And my little 10-year sentence, while I thought it was a lot at the time, I realized today that it was minimal.
So you did split the sentence between U.S. and Canada?
Uh-huh.
How much better were the Canadian jails?
Well, they were more violent.
Really?
Mm-hmm. See, the difference between the United States and Canada is that in Canada, if you end up in a federal prison, you do so because you get sentenced to serve more than 2 years. It's not the type of crime. In the United States, it's the type of crime. Federal crimes in the U.S. are one of two, basically, and that is a crime against money or a crime involving drugs.
So in Canada, I mean, if your sentence is over 2 years, you're going to do federal time.
You're going to do federal time, and they sentence in Canada, the drug sentences are minimal, comparatively speaking, and rarely would one get over 2 years. So the people who get more than 2 years in federal prison in Canada are rather, for the most part, invasive crimes. People
you didn't get your ass kicked in Canada, did you?
No, I didn't. I could have. I could have. It came close. I was actually chairman of the inmate committee at the prison there, and it was the most thankless job. So.
All right, now we got it. We got it all down. Now you're going to go into the herb business.
Okay.
All of these health herbs that you get at health food stores, you're going to be the middleman. You're going to get a website. You're going to get infomercials. You're going to get all of this stuff, and you're going to make a bundle. Don't go to work for anybody else. You got the skills to make that business.
And you
huge.
Just remember who set you on the path
and
to riches.
So the Stan and Haney guys, I can use your names as spokespeople who say these products are the best.
Well, if we get a cut,
you know how the business works, man. You know,
hey, we want our cut.
You know what? Hey, it's cool. First time's free.
Okay.
Brian, good talking to you.
Great talking with you guys.
All right,
too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. They'll fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. To us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Gotta wait too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
You have to promise me that you can be showered and out of here by 6.
Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney.
Wow.
Yeah?
It's amazing. There are things I didn't know.
Oh, I can give you a whole chapter on that. Sorry, folks. We're talking off the air doing another show. Stan and Haney here.
A far less interesting show.
Far less interesting. I want to tell you about this Brian O'Day, who we were interviewing there.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to, that was from 2001, 2002.
Oh, yeah, when it was still a laugh that marijuana would be legal anyway.
Right, but he got hit up and had to do 10 years in prison. So he literally had gotten out of prison at that point in time and was looking for work and then hired a publicist, was doing a lot of interviews, would like to go and see if anybody had ideas of where he was supposed to go, anybody that wanted to give him a job, he'd go anywhere in the country, all of that stuff. He did okay for himself. Let me give you a little update on...
Well, anybody that can pull off the logistics alone, forget yeah. about the illegality from Southeast Asia into Canada and then shipping it in here.
So we had him on in...
They can't do that now, supply chain, Stan.
Yep. We had him on in 2001. In 2006, he published his memoir, and it was well-received, won an award in his homeland of Canada for the best true crime book. He started narrating a documentary called Hangman's Graveyard. In 2012, he appeared as Kevin O'Leary's advisor on the CBS television reality show Redemption, Inc. He wound up getting his own radio show. He was honored by the Canadian Royal Mounted Police for going around into schoolrooms and lecture halls.
Only dopes used dope.
Yep. And let's see what else. He wound up becoming very successful. Let's see. In 2018, O'Day was reported to be living in Montecito, California, where he continued to work as a broker for legalizing marijuana and cultivating entrepreneurs in the legal distribution and sale of marijuana. He lived in a neighborhood where his neighbors are, I guess he's still doing it. His neighbors are Oprah Winfrey and Jeff Bridges. In January 2018, he was his home.
Boy, he put a lot of money away.
Yeah.
Yes, he did. A radio show doesn't do that.
Well, he was first brought on as, and that's what happens in cable news and all of that. You're first brought on as an expert.
Talking head.
A talking head. And it was well received, so they wound up using him as a regular correspondent on news items and stuff involving drug smuggling. And it just went so that they picked up his story. He was always the expert. He was the host of shows.
See, that's where we screwed up, Stan. We should have taken a couple of years.
But he wound up very good.
We should have taken a couple of years when we were kids and, run some dope. Have our nest egg and then indulge radio.
But truly, when we had him on, he was fresh out of prison, didn't know what he was going to do. Didn't quite know what was going
to
happen.
Well, he couldn't go straight from prison to living next to Oprah.
Right.
He had to create, some believability.
And so they adopted his ideas, his memoirs, guest on shows, an advisor, a consultant, and the money started rolling in on top of the money he stashed.
Well, yeah, the legit money came in.
Yes! And then you can blend it with the dirty money.
And then you're living next to Oprah.
And thus it's laundered.
Yep.
But he's still around today.
We've got Mike Chiannopoulos in studio today.
We should call him back and see if he's interested in naming a strain of weed after us. He was then.
Yeah, he was. Anything. Just fake herbs. We'll have open phones. We got Name That Movie today. We got a few other things. One thing I will tell you, and we'll play it, it's just a few minutes.
Look, Kevin, it's payback time. We had you on at your darkest hour.
We'll play it in the 3 o'clock hour early on. We've been talking for several days now about our time that we spoke with May Pang.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to mention Chili, but that too.
No, not that. Yeah, enough. He already did. But I'm going to have to really dive in and work on this thing because the quality is not up to our standards. And it was simply because, Haney saved the day on this one. The first 3 years of the afternoon show, Haney archived all of the shows on tape. If you didn't do that, we wouldn't have this. But there is some tape pull on it and stuff that I have to really try to work on. But I've got an awesome clip.
Well, see, my idea
from May Pang, where what we talked about of Yoko setting them up and how productive he was, mm-hmm. and how he and Paul McCartney used to hang out. And this is just a snippet. This might take to get the full one done that we can re-air. Might take a little while.
Well, see, my idea was to get it on the best quality tape that I could afford and then hope that in the future advances were made with computers where we would have a producer that could digitally restore it brand new.
Well, it is digital now. It's just in its raw form. But great. This clip's probably about 3.5 minutes.
You're feeling charitable today because I just threw the ball up and you chose not to spike it.
It's too early.
Okay.
Trust me, I'm storing it all for later on. But she was very open and casual with us.
I did not detect any deception with that woman.
None whatsoever. And this is just a part. We were on with her for 12, 13 minutes, and every minute that went by in the interview that we did with her was a revelation where what you read and what you heard isn't really how it was. I'll give you a little taste of it later on. We'll take a break. Grab Bag is next. Mike Chiannopoulos, as I said, chance to win with Name That Movie. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
My friend, you have seen this incident based on sworn testimony. Can you prove that it didn't happen? Perhaps on your way home, someone will pass you in the dark. And you will never know it, for they will be
Stan and Haney.
God help us in the future.
96 K-Rock.
Hey everybody, Stan and Haney.
See? Got it out of my system to you.
Good.
So that it doesn't end up here.
1 hour from now, Mike Chiannopoulos will be in studio. So if you would like to call Mike when he's in here, if you'd like to text us on the Absolute Law text line with a question for Mike, please do so. He comes in every Tuesday. He's an attorney. And how often can you speak one-on-one with a lawyer? It's not going to cost you anything, and you can at least know where you stand. Maybe you need to go and talk to him. Maybe you can handle it on your own.
Or maybe it's so simple.
Yep.
Boom. Done.
Done. Don't worry about it. He'll be joining us in 1 hour taking your phone calls.
Because sometimes it's just a yes-no answer.
Correct. Grab Bag, brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. U.S. 41 North Naples. You know what? This is an important day. A lot of this day, that day, every day of the month has something named for it. But this one's a good one because today is National Teacher's Day.
Teach your children well.
I think it's a really difficult job to be a teacher.
Teachers don't get enough credit
for what they do.
It's nice to have adults that aren't exactly your parents.
This energy that makes you want to learn and drives you to learn.
It's probably one of the hardest professions you can have, but I think it's probably one of the most worthwhile.
I'd like to say thank you to the teacher who's been there for me.
For always having your door open.
For being supportive and patient.
For actually caring about whether or not I'm doing well in the class.
For believing in me in times that I didn't believe in myself.
Thanks for caring. Thanks for genuinely caring about me.
Here's the good thing about teachers. Because there are good teachers and there's bad teachers. But you, as you're sitting right here, as I'm sitting right here, I don't know about Junior, but you can go, and you're a man in your 50s. I'm 60. You can look back in your life and remember the name of that teacher that made a difference in your life, whether it was 30, 40, 50 years ago. Yeah. You know that teacher that made a difference in
your
life.
And I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the one that sabotaged me forever in math.
Well, I said there's bad ones, too. I had a problem with math.
But I have plenty of good ones that I am highly in debt to, because they were teaching way above their level.
Yep. Let's see what else is going on.
This is not headline news. Celine Dion canceled her tour due to health concerns. Reportedly, her cardiologist did crack a smile when he had to tell her, "Sorry, but your heart can't go on." A woman urinated off the side of her boat on Disneyland's Pirates of the Caribbean ride. It's sad when the tourists are acting worse than Captain Jack Sparrow. Scientists discovered a personality trait that leads to cognitive decline. It's the trait that makes you drop everything to watch The Masked Singer. And Duran Duran won the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ballot. But don't worry, you'll get him again next year, insane clown posse. This is not headline news.
Incidentally, that, and I saw your reaction too about the Pirates of the Caribbean.
How is that physically done? Aren't you in a log?
You're in a boat. You're in a boat, and she just leaned over. Now,
I just don't remember it being big enough to pull that off.
Oh yeah, Junior will throw up a picture and show you. For those of you wondering, the Pirates of the Caribbean is closed right now for renovation. The woman's video, where she claims to have witnessed the gross act, is from last Halloween.
Oh. Yeah, so they had to shut down the ride.
Yeah.
DDT it.
Yeah, drain it.
Yeah. Fill it with bleach.
Degouse it.
Sorry, folks.
Yep. There's the boat. Just lean right over and right into the...
No, but it's packed with people.
Some days it's slow. You might have been the first one on.
Okay.
To what extent, ladies, please, a woman, and it was captured on tape, and you can hear the histrionics, a woman in Australia tried to steal stuff by putting it in a stroller that had no baby inside. When a worker realized this lady's stealing stuff and putting it in the baby stroller, approached the woman to try to stop her outside the store, but the woman kept the act going, as you will hear, as he's going in to get the stuff out of the stroller. She's screaming to a bloody murder that he's trying to go after her baby. Leave my baby alone. But there was no baby in there. He was trying to get the stuff back. Take a listen.
You want me to ring the cops?
Ring the cops, mate.
Ring the cops.
Let my baby go.
You haven't even
got
it in there.
Hey, let go. Hey, let go of me. They take my baby.
Oh, geez.
Oh, you can have it.
There's a box there.
You can have it.
Get out the box.
Yes, there you go.
And the rest you got there.
There's nothing there.
Don't touch me.
There was no baby. There was no baby.
She was treating that poor man like a dingo.
Yep.
Dingo took my baby.
My baby. Part of me says, part of me says...
Which part?
The good part of me, the angel part.
Okay.
Part of me says, this is fantastic. This guy has all the heart and will at an incredible age. The other part of me, the devil's side, says, come on, get him off the track. I saw the footage. It's like, come on, come on. A 100-year-old sprinter.
Oh.
Broke the world record.
Oh, thank God.
Yep.
Because I wasn't expecting you to say world record.
You know, just broke.
Hip.
Yeah. Broke the world record for his age group in the men's.
What age group? 100 plus?
Well, he was racing against 80-something-year-olds who were probably in worse shape. They were in worse shape than he was. It was, again, the good side of me saying, oh, isn't this, this is incredible. The bad side of me saying, shut down the event.
See, the good side of me is aligned with the bad side of you.
So, he broke the world record for his age group in the men's 100 meter at the Penn Relays in Philadelphia. Here's the call as sprinter Lester Wright made history.
Here we go. On lane 8, getting in the blocks and all, is Lester Wright, the 100-year-old man. There they are off.
Let's go.
Lester Wright is coming down hard in lane 8. The man from Shore Athletic Club, 100 years young, takes the 100-meter title.
Lester Wright goes 26:34.
Alex, you think you'll be running 100 meters in 26 seconds, what, 70 years from now?
I can only hope, Corbin.
That's really not that bad.
But that's just the prelude.
Yes.
It's been explained to him how things work now. In his next meet, he's going to put on a dress and bust the women's record,
too. That's
right,
too. He can do that. The footage, he won. The 100-year-old guy won. There's one in the far left lane that finished, I think, last. There was no reason in the world that he should be out there running.
You know what that reminds me of? When we were having beers with Shine, who was ancient already, the guy boxed Hemingway, and the bartender comes over with three beers and goes, so, Shine, you still interested in working on my roof?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll get you, buddy.
You want to know how cool Johnny Depp is?
I got a pretty good idea. He's pretty cool.
Here's some footage of him. We got the audio. Here's some footage of him driving into court. So he's coming to court, got the windows down, and the people outside the courtroom see him coming in. This Johnny Depp, this is cool.
Oh, that's a nice stereo.
Good morning.
That's cool. That's cool.
That was one hell of a car stereo.
He's a movie star.
You hear the fidelity on
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it sounded great. The axe. Jack Nicholson used in The Shining just sold at auction for $175,000 with 12 bids.
Who has that kind of money?
I don't know.
Poor guy. Worked too hard.
There it is.
He worked way too hard on his novel.
Yeah, he did. It drove him nuts.
The only way I can see that making sense is if the buyer is like Planet Hollywood or something like that. Because otherwise...
Well, 12 people were bidding on it.
What are you going to do with it?
I don't know.
I mean, assuming you're not going to murder somebody with it, because then I could see, you know, you got mental illness involved. But otherwise, what are you going to do? Just have your buddies over for beers and go, yeah, hey,
take a look.
Want to see something?
Cool.
Yeah, that is cool. How much you pay for it?
$175,000.
Oh, geez. Boy, you got rolled, dude.
This.
You ever been to the hardware store?
Rick Parnell passed away. Might not recognize the name right off the bat. And this was real. It's not if in the movie. He was, at the end of the film, Spinal Tap's drummer.
Boy, you know Spinal Tap had many drummers.
I know that. But Spinal Tap drummer Rick Parnell died over the weekend. He was 70. Although his character died at the end of the 1984 movie, This is Spinal Tap.
Was he Stumpy Joe or Stumpy Pete?
No. He continued to record and tour with the band when they would come out. This is the one, the bizarre gardening accident. Here's a clip where they explain with Rob Reiner.
So it wasn't Stumpy Joe or Stumpy Pete.
No.
Now, did he play with them at I Love Lucy?
You'll know. Here. Here's a clip. Rob Reiner's interviewing him in the bathtub.
Given the history of Spinal Tap drummers in the past, do you have any fears for your life?
When I did join, you know, they did tell me, they kind of took me aside and said, well, Mick, it's, you know, it's like this. And it did kind of freak me out a bit, but it can't always happen.
Right.
To every, can it?
Right. I mean, the law of averages says you will survive.
Yeah.
So that's Mick Shrimpton.
Yes.
Okay.
And,
he was much younger than Stumpy Joe.
He died at the end of the movie, but he still stayed in the band whenever they'd go out on tour. Big news for the people that lived in the 90s and early 2000s. MTV Raps is coming back.
Yo.
Yo, MTV Raps is back on the block.
Yo.
Before 1988, hip-hop was underground. Then, Yo, MTV Raps.
Welcome to Yo, MTV Raps.
Changed everything.
Yo.
Is back. And streaming May 24th. Join host Conceited and DJ Diamond Cuts.
Yeah, Conceited.
As they bring you the hip-hop artists who matter now.
Diverse is the perfect word that you use.
And who will matter next.
Oh, while we winning, I'm making moves.
With mic dropping cyphers.
The fame, I want the money, power, respect, too.
Original videos, iconic tributes.
Yo, MTV Raps.
And performances you won't see anywhere else.
Now it's time for you to hit the stage. You ready?
I'm ready.
The show that put rap on the map is back.
The legacy is everlasting.
Yeah.
Right on.
Catch Yo MTV Raps, streaming May 24th.
Yo, I want the money, power, respect, but I ain't want to have to get a job.
It's going to be on Paramount Plus, by the way. You got to subscribe.
Oh, I gave up. I gave up because I'd see a show that I thought, you know what? I'm on the fence because we were raised on free TV.
Yes.
And I see an advertisement for a show and I'm thinking, I'll give it a shot. What have I got to lose? And then I realize it's not on TV.
No, it's on a streaming service.
And it's something I never heard of. You know, Paramount's one of the biggies, but there's about 60,000 others.
Here's the thing. My wife will go and pick up a streaming service, and then she'll say, well, I've got two or three streaming services already. Why don't you pick this one up? I'll say, okay, I'll pick that one up. Then I'll pick up two or three of them, and then she's like, well, I haven't gotten one in a while. I can handle that. They got a two-week free trial. I don't know what we have anymore. We're watching stuff on streaming services that we have, and I look at her, am I paying for this one, or are you paying for this one? We look at each other. We don't know. We just know we got it. One of us is. Don't know.
So you have all the streaming?
Here's what I got. Let me see if I can think. Remember what
well,
I got.
Well, no, you don't, because you just said she'll wait a while and say, ooh, I waited a while. I can get another streaming service.
I got Netflix, Showtime, and HBO, Paramount Plus, Peacock, Fox Nation.
Well, that's a solid buy.
BritBox, because she likes her British television.
Well, can't you get that elsewhere? Or?
No, not the her shows.
Oh, hardcore.
And I think one or two other ones. So I'm already at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm up to 7 or 8 of these things, and I don't even know what I'm paying for. I don't know.
What about Apple?
No, I don't have that.
I don't.
There's a few programs on there that we've discussed. Rick Peterson down the hall tells me, oh, you need to see this thing on Apple TV. I think my wife gets it for free through her phone, and she can mirror it to the TV.
That's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. Where before...
You just signed up, and the cable guy showed up and
boom,
fixed everything.
Done. There it is. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug Door.
You didn't sign up for CNN Plus, did you?
No. And
you're never tempted?
I was never tempted. Not once. Not at all.
You know, they had 10,000 people sign up for that. And they were expecting a base of 39 million that would sign up day one.
Well, that didn't happen.
They identified, their research identified them as CNN superfans who would gladly pay money for whatever that was.
And I got another one. I think it's free, though. Tubi?
Oh, there's Tubis and Freebies.
And I do have MLB Network, so I can watch the Yankees. So I'm up to 10.
Well, I have MLK Network that has every speech he ever gave.
You need a special network for everything.
Yeah, and in-depth interviews.
Yep.
You know what? I'll swap passwords with you if you want.
You got it. Good deal. When we come back.
Because that's what Netflix blames for putting it out of business.
Come on.
Couldn't have anything to do with...
When we come back, we'll open up the phones.
When are we going to see that Harry and Meghan content that we were
canceled
so excited
it.
About?
It's not happening. When we come back... Phones will be open. We want to hear from you. Maybe a prize or two to be had. Love to hear from you. We didn't get a chance yesterday to get the phones open. Also, when we come back, I'll play just a little clip of the time that we sat down with John Lennon's lover, May Pang. And she's still alive. I think she's 71 today. She was married to, and it's not in this clip, but she was married to a very famous record producer at the time, which had a tie-in to Paul McCartney and Venus and Mars.
And this is all thanks to the Haney Collection.
Yes, the Haney Collection, available on cassette tape. We'll have that. Your phone calls, 277-9600. Later on in the 3 o'clock hour, Mike Chiannopoulos in studio from Absolute Law. We're Stan and Haney. 96K Rock.
In a nationwide survey, tens of thousands of doctors, general practitioners, surgeons, specialists, doctors in every branch of medicine were included. And according to this nationwide survey, the brand named most was
Stan and Haney.
Just as enjoyable to a doctor as it is to you or me.
96K Rock.
277-9600. That's the phone number into the studio. A chance for you guys to talk to us, Stan and Haney. Find out what's on your mind. Get something off your chest. Make a comment. You talk to us. An opportunity to hang out with us and maybe pick up a prize. I'll go over those prizes in just a second. But I was talking earlier. This started last week, but then it drifted into the way back yesterday when we were playing John Lennon's Stand By Me, which was done during the Lost Weekend out in California. And Junior's fun facts
knew nothing about it.
No. And Haney brought up the fact that you know, we had the opportunity to speak with May Pang.
One of the most forthright guests we've had.
And she was his girlfriend when he went out to
LA. Assigned.
And she was assigned. And we found that out firsthand when we spoke with May Pang. We've had the opportunity to speak to a lot of people, a lot of ladies that were involved with the Beatles in one way, shape, or form. Years and years ago, we had Cynthia Lennon on. We had George Harrison's wife on with us. And we had Yoko on with us. And we also had May Pang.
You know what? Completely unrelated, but I wanted to tell you before it slipped my mind. You know who passed away in the past week?
Who?
Cynthia Plastercaster.
Yes, I know that. I saw that. She used to make molds of stars.
Fun gal.
Yep. So I'm listening to the interview that we did with May Pang. This was in the early 2000s. And a lot of it is of a quality that I have to work on and figure out how to fix up a little
bit. But people were so fixated on on the Beatles, on Lennon. So much has been written and speculated about.
And will the Beatles ever get back together? Was it the Saturday Night Live thing that was going to go and bring them back?
What really happened?
It is just 3 minutes of a long interview with her.
We like to, if possible, talk to somebody that was there.
And she was very matter-of-fact with all this stuff. She was just a wonderful guest. Here's just 3 minutes and a lot of information in 3 minutes with May Pang.
True or false, did Yoko set you up with John when they were having their little mini breakup? Was she the one that said, May, go with John?
Yeah, she was the one who did. And she came into my office and said, listen, John and I are not getting along, and, you know, I think you'd be the perfect person because you don't have a boyfriend. And I looked at her and I said, what, are you out of your mind? And I stared at her and I said, I don't want John. You know, that's not, you know, she said, well, I know you're not after him, but I think you need a boyfriend. And since he's, you know, he wants to go out, I'd rather see him with somebody nice than somebody that's not nice. And I said, but I don't want to go out with him. So this went on, and she was trying, and John was embarrassed by when he found out that she had done that.
How long did your relationship with him last?
Oh, that long lost weekend, it was a year and a half.
He was going through a lot of emotions at that time, wasn't he?
He went through a lot of emotions, but it was also, you know, as the media would put it, and I guess Yoko put it out, that it was very tormented, and it was like he was drunk all the time. It wasn't as it was portrayed in the papers. A couple of major things happened.
Yeah, the Smothers Brothers incident.
The Smothers Brothers and the two incidents at the Troubadour, two separate incidents at the Troubadour, has now gone into a year and a half of a drunken binge. And that's not exactly how it happened. It was two incidents, and you have to think, how could a man, if he was on a drunken binge, do all the work that he had done in that year and a half?
Well, he did the rock and roll album at the time.
He did the rock and roll album.
Which from what I understand, was a difficult time of getting that done.
Oh, that's because of Phil Spector. That was such a horrible time. I had such a hard time with that one because Phil was always late, and he'd come in one day as a karate expert. The next day he'd come in as a scientist. Next day he came in and nobody knew when he was going to show up. And then he would come in and start screaming at people, I'm going to swallow the key. We did Walls and Bridges. He worked on Ringo's album.
Mm-hmm.
He worked on Elton John's. He worked with Harry Nilsson, produced Harry Nilsson's album. He did also a couple of jam sessions, which has now become the famous jam session of Paul and John.
Yeah. I mean,
was he
seriously considering getting the Beatles back together then, too?
They were considering, I will say this, and I told Paul this 15 years after John's death, and Paul did not know this. I told him, I said, John and I were seriously considering to coming down to New Orleans to see you when you were doing your album. Of course, it turned out to be the Venus and Mars album. And just prior to that, he wanted, John had asked me, he says, what do you think if I started writing with Paul again? And I told him that I thought it would be a terrific idea. And he said, why? I said, because now you don't have a contract between the two of you that says you have to.
Yeah.
Because you now want to. And he said, okay. And that was leading up to us going down to maybe to New Orleans to see Paul and Linda. Because whatever was in the press and however it was perpetuated, when it came to my time being with John, it was different because Paul and Linda were big visitors, frequent visitors to our home. When John was with Yoko, I know that was not the same case. In our case, we had them over quite often.
So there's just a little clip of breaking some of the myths and the legend, and it's not like history says it.
Man.
And that's just part
of it. If he could have just stuck with her,
yep.
Nice girl.
Yep.
Wanted the best for him.
Yep. In that interview, he was estranged from Julian. Cynthia remarried, and Julian was being raised by somebody else. And it was May Pang that insisted that Julian come over to Los Angeles and visit his father. And likewise, John spent time with Julian and said that even when he had to go back to school, she would make sure that John called his son every night to see how he was doing and how when he got back with Yoko, that all changed. Then they were estranged again. 2779600, your phone calls. I've got Pewter Mug. I've got Mighty Muscle tickets for the Tuesday games. We've got Beef O'Brady's. We've got Stan and Haney baseball caps. They're the purple and gold caps. We'll sign them for you if you want. And I also have a gift certificate to Biggie's Place. That's in Fort Myers. Burgers, salads, breakfast options, and more. 2779600. What do you got for us, Haney? Ahoy, who's this?
This is Karen.
Hey, Karen, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's up?
Oh, I wanted to talk to Stan about, he had talked about new towels that he had gotten, and I wanted to see how those were working.
Well, let me see. You want me to see if he's available?
Sure.
Okay, hold on.
Stan!
Yeah!
Lady's on the phone about your new towels.
All right, I'll take it. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Stan.
Stan, how are you?
Good. What's your name?
This is Karen.
Hi, Karen. Haney said I was down the hall. Haney said something about towels.
Yeah, you had bought those towels, which I figured out when you were talking exactly where you got them from.
I
was wondering how you like them. I thought I'd give you a
chance. Uh-huh. You gave yourself away, Stan. Yep. Where did he get them?
From the MyPillow guy.
Some of my what?
My pillow.
Oh, that was about a year and a half ago.
Oh, were you talking about them not too long ago?
That was probably during a best of show.
But I'll tell you, they are thirsty.
They're very thirsty hotel style towels.
What a concept. A towel that actually gets you dry.
2779600.
When's the last time we ran a best of?
March.
Was that on the best
was
of
that on
Junior?
The... Hold on. What?
I mean, it very well could have been.
Why would that be? That would be advertising when we were advertising them. Why wasn't that cut out?
It wasn't an advertising segment.
Okay, that's when we were just enjoying them so much.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Just checking. Don't have to get all defensive. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, Stan, hey, this is Brad. I'm able to listen to the show today. What's going on?
Hey, Brad.
Why are you unable to listen to the show today?
Well, I can. I'm just calling in, so I turned my radio down so it doesn't interfere with my phone call. The rain will do that.
Right. 2779600. What the heck was that?
Was that Scatter?
I don't know what that was.
That was Scatter. He sounded pretty good.
You sure that was him?
I think that was Scatter.
I can't. People call up posing as Scatter. Scatter imitating being other people. People saying, well, that you thought that was Scatter, but it wasn't. I don't know.
I think it might have been Scatter in a
you
good
know what?
Mood.
I don't have
crystal balls.
Thank you. I don't have crystal balls. Okay? I can't see who it is. I have to depend on a voice on the other end of the line that is often horrible to understand. So stop playing games. Sorry. It's just I would like a nice crystal clear phone line.
But you don't have crystal balls.
And I don't have crystal balls. As far as I know. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Stan, it's Mark.
Hey, Mark.
I have a question to pose to you guys.
Yes, sir.
If you were forced to, would you rather swim through Boca Grande Pass for 20 minutes, it's shark infested, or swim 1,000 yards down a canal along 41 in the Everglades where there's a lot of alligators, or run through a 100-yard yard full of pit bulls?
2779600.
I guess Boca Grande.
Yeah, I. Is there a D? None of the above. Because I'm not stupid.
At least Boca Grande, it has the potential to be okay.
Yeah, and up Boca Grande, that's nice. I like Boca Grande. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy. Oh, my God, these callers.
Oh, can you believe it?
Who's this?
This is Tammy. I work up in Charlotte County. I've called you before.
Oh, hi, Tammy. And did we get along?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right, Tammy.
Yeah, I'm the one that used to work at Barnacle Bill's on Inglewood Beach.
How could I forget? Tammy, how are you?
I am wonderful. I wanted to let you guys know I'm back out in the field again. I'm out of the office. And it's so good to hear y'all on the radio.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hold on. Because you weren't and you didn't get a chance to listen to us as much as you had wanted to.
Exactly.
Oh,
yes.
That is so good.
And so happy days are here again.
Yep.
Oh, my God. And I miss the Chinopolis segments on Tuesdays. And
hear him again. He's going to be with us in just a few
minutes.
He's
probably on his way
now.
I
know. I'm free.
Oh, that is so good, Tammy, and thanks for listening and hanging out with us.
Absolutely. I love you guys.
Love you, too. 2779600. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Cassie.
Cassie or Kathy?
Cassie, Cassandra.
Oh, hey, Cassie.
Hi. I have a question about that axe that was purchased
yes.
for $175,000.
Yes, ma'am.
I heard this morning on the radio, on your radio station, that it wasn't even a real axe. That it was styrofoam.
It's a real, I don't know. I just saw a picture of it. It's all framed.
Yeah.
On that Chuck and whatever this morning.
Dave and Chuck.
Yeah. They said it was styrofoam.
Oh, they're thinking of Three Stooges.
You know what? I'm going to tell you a secret about Dave and Chuck the Freak.
What?
That guy Chuck?
Uh-huh.
He's not really a freak. He thought it sounded good.
Yeah.
Well, it does sound good. I actually have never seen a picture of him. I kind of want to see him.
He doesn't even look that freaky.
Yeah.
No.
Can I get you something?
Absolutely. Anything food related. My man is always hungry.
I got Biggie's Place. I got Beef O'Brady's, and I've got the pewter mug.
Hey, I'll take the pewter mug.
All right, hold on. All right, I know
we had Dave
three.
And Chuck on our show once, and Chuck admitted that he's not, in fact, a freak.
Yeah.
Never has been
Ever.
A freak, but that he thought that it sounded good.
Yep. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll continue to take phone calls, but they will be for Mike Chinopoulos of Absolute Law. He's going to be sitting down here with us, throwing on the headphones, taking your phone calls, your texts. We've got some emails. He's an attorney, whether it's family law, criminal, DUI, veterans issues, civil issues. Mike's here to help. If you want to talk to Mike Chinopoulos, we'll get you locked in on hold, 277-9600. Please call in. No question too trivial. Because, trust me, I've seen some of the questions over the years. He flags them all.
So, if he can be called a freak and he's not,
yeah,
does that mean that we could bill ourselves as the reigning television tag team champions, Intercontinental?
Technically, that's how we see ourselves.
Yeah. Let's get it written up.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
I want belts.
Some see the glass as half empty. Others see it as half full. We simply see rum. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, you're about 22 minutes away from the cash hole word for 4 o'clock. Could get you $500 in cash. But it's Tuesday, and that means attorney Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law. It's great having him back in the studio. 277-9600 if you want to talk to Mike. He's here with us. But
Wait. Did you just say cash hole?
Yes, okay. That's what it's called, the cash hole.
It's on purpose.
4 o'clock.
I was paying attention.
You
just
came in, and you are a lawyer, but you are also a judge. And
sea captain.
Yep. But
that's the fun job.
You said with what happened last night with the leak of the draft of Roe v. Wade.
Unheard of, isn't it?
You had a comment.
You know, I went back and started looking through history to see if I could find any other media mentions of a leak from the Supreme Court. I can't say there's never been one, but I could say that I did some pretty comprehensive research, and I can't find one.
Certainly not one that has been publicized.
And of this proportion, a case of this proportion. Look, if it's true, and I understand that they already know who the leaker is.
Yeah.
Right?
They were saying one of the persons who interned for Justice Alito said there are so few people
who have access to
that have access to that stuff that they already know who the leaker is.
All right. So the question then becomes, is that an accurate leak, right? Are they going to overturn Roe? If they do they just flat out overturn it, or do they give us some guidance? They're going to give us some guidance. It's a very conservative court. You know, the Chief Justice has not been as he's been disappointing to the conservatives who have appointed him. He's been more of a moderate.
Yeah.
I certainly don't see him as a liberal, by the way. But he's been more moderate than the conservatives would have cared to have appointed. If they overturn Roe, and I think that's a real possibility, then we have just undone 200 years worth of work, and we've shoved women 200 years into the past, and we've returned them to being owned as chattel by whatever man they happen to be involved with. And I'm just not okay with that. I'm serious. I know you guys see me as a conservative, and I am. But if you got a daughter, and I know both of you do, you think through this. If it was your daughter, would it be okay that somebody in the government was telling your daughter what she could do with her reproductive rights?
Well, I don't want to wade into this, and I know you don't want me to.
I do not want to wade into this.
What?
There's the law, and then there's the law for Haney's daughter.
But I would have to, and I haven't, I would have to read what they wrote, because on both sides of this, the people that are talking the loudest continually say that Roe v. Wade addresses far more than abortion. And in my opinion, they're just trying to cloud the issue. Yeah. But are they right?
I don't know. I didn't see anything about the boiling point of vinegar in there in that decision. So what else does it address?
But is it addressing, are other rights dependent on Roe v. Wade?
That's what the president hinted at.
I think there is, right? I think with any decision, there's always some implied or inferred, depending whether it's speaker or listener, law that comes with it. And you're right. I need to see the opinion, because we don't know. The opinion could say Roe v. Wade is wrong, and here's what it needs to be adjusted to, and that may or may not be offensive, or they could just come out and flat out and overrule Roe.
And let's point out that
it's not good law.
And nothing's happened. These are internal deliberations.
This is a draft. They can change their minds. Listen. The court can change.
And it also could have been internal deliberations for the purpose of debate
speculation. Yes. That's correct. And how is this going to play out if this is the decision? And what I was going to tell you is, listen,
if you take that away from them and they can't work and have a reasonable expectation of privacy, You want to talk about a stifling effect.
Well, and that's my concern. I don't want to be an alarmist. I want to see the opinion first. But if the leak is saying Roe is not going to be good law, that's concerning to me. I'm not panicked yet. I'm not being an alarmist yet. But I'm concerned deeply for the rights that are hanging in the balance.
2779600.
Let me just say this, too. Yeah. I have never seen a judicial opinion in draft that resembled very closely the final
opinion. Well, there you go.
Opinion.
That's also
so, I just want to point that out.
Well, you know, and you have to think about this. If this was never meant for the public to see, this was meant to circulate between the justices.
Right. To initiate debate.
Mm-hmm.
And what is that? Was it Thomas Henry once said that those with weak stomachs should not watch laws nor sausage being made?
Well, I mean, that's what
I would tell you. They shouldn't concern themselves about judicial deliberations as well.
I mean, that's why in the executive branch that you have executive protections, because otherwise they can't run scenarios. They can't say what if.
I hear you. There's something I really need to say about there being a judicial dictatorship, but why don't we get to these calls, Stan, and we can wrap it up with that.
Ahoy, who's this? You're on with Mike Chinopoulos.
Yeah, I got a question. My sister and her husband, he left her about 15 years ago. The question is, how would we file a divorce?
Do they have any children?
No.
Okay. Does your sister live in Florida, and has she for more than 6 months?
Yeah, she lived here for over almost 30 years.
Okay. Well, I guess that'll qualify. You're going to have to go down and file a divorce, and since you don't know where he is, I presume, you're going to have to tell the court that, and then there's a procedure.
Is that where you see those ads in the paper?
Yeah. We'll fill this out for you. Yeah, it is. We're serving you, right? So we do it by notice, and there's a procedure to do. It's a little bit complicated, but once it's done, it's good, and she'll get the divorce, and everything will be fine. So you can call me off the air, 239-ASK-MIKE, and I'll be glad to kind of point you in the right direction where to find the forms.
Okay?
Okay.
You know, that a lot
it
of
won't be hard.
A lot of this happens. People think, it's been 15. There are a lot of people who do not cohabitate together and have gone on and lived their lives, and they're still married decades later.
Yeah, yeah.
It
yeah.
happens.
And then having to explain to their new fiancé how they need to postpone the wedding date until they get divorced.
Because they're technically married.
Prime example of that just happened this week. Dan Aykroyd and Donna Dixon, they announced, we're separating, and then they go, well, does this mean you're getting a divorce? Oh, no, we're not getting a divorce. We're just living separate lives.
Well, that's a good marriage.
Well, they were married for 30 years, something like that.
Yeah.
Let's take another phone call.
We're married. We just live in different houses.
9600.
Easier to stay married that way.
You're on with Mike Chinopoulos. Who's this?
Ahoy, it's Todd.
Todd?
Hey,
say
Todd?
Hi to Mike.
Hey, Mike. I have a question about my fiance. She is on full disability. She's got a myriad of health problems. And I was wondering, we kind of had a question, if when we get married, would my income affect her being on the disability? Because she also gets Medicare through that, and that covers like all of her health expenses. She's in the hospital a lot.
I am not a disability lawyer, but I do not believe it will impact her disability. It's only her income that will. However, if you want to call my office at 239-ASK-MIKE, we'll give you a number to a lawyer that does that kind of work all the time.
Yeah. If it's concerning to you, it's worth looking at.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, we'll give you that number. I'll even place the call ahead to him and tell him to take your call and do a free consult for
you.
And
I'll tell you right now, Mike has talked about it so many times being here. He has some of the best referrals. I mean, it's a network that they work with where if he doesn't practice a certain type of law, he knows somebody who does.
Yeah. That's right. And this guy does a lot of that. You bet. 239-ASK-MIKE. Give me a call sometime tomorrow, and we'll ask for me, and we'll get you to the right place.
Sounds great. Thank you very much.
All right. Okay. Have a great day, Todd.
Since that caller was, I want to take one off the Absolute Law text line that has to still do with certain disabilities and questions about that, Mike. This one from the Absolute Law text line. Mike, I am a representative payee for my 31-year-old son who unfortunately is still living with me and receiving SSI benefits because of his mental illness. I just received a letter from SSI stating that they want pay stubs for me because that will determine his benefit amount based on my income. Why is that? Signed, Kim.
You know, Kim, you're going to have to call me, 239-ASK-MIKE. There's several reasons that that could be. One of them, and probably my guess at the most likely, is that your son has never been a fully functional adult, independent, financially independent adult. Okay, so there wasn't a time when this person was fully functionally independent and then was injured, received a disability, and got put on disability. He's been that way. Whatever disability your son has been maintained consistently. And so it might be your income that drives. But call me at 239-ASK-MIKE. Again, we'll get you to the right person who does that.
Let's go to the phones. Ahoy, you're on with Mike Chiannopoulos. Who's this?
My name's Fred.
Fred?
Fred.
Fred, you're on with Mike.
Hey, Mike. Well, I love this part of the show when you come on. Never thought I'd be actually on here asking for advice. But long story short, I rented a house out about a year ago. The landlord lived in the attached unit. He claimed he was only going to be there 2 to 3 months in the lease. The water bill had to be put in my name, and I agreed to that. But due to the pandemic and just work-related things, it was tough. So he said, you know what? I'll keep it in my name. Just pay the bill. Get it turned on in your name when you can. I said, no problem. A few months went by. I was saving my money up, but my wife kept saying she kept hearing water running. So eventually I, you know, started paying more attention to it. She was right. I had told him about it several times. He said, it was probably the pipes, you know, we'll wait for the water bill. So he went back up north, and he got a water bill that was in his name for quite a few $100s. And I told him, I said, I've been telling you that something's wrong. There's water running. You can hear it running. Right. And so time goes by, and, you know, I've moved out of there since then. When me and my family moved out, he claims that we vandalized the house and took things. They had a police officer come over and investigate it. But when we moved out, it took him 4 days before he claimed any of this. So now he's taking me to court for a lot of money. And the officer dropped the case. She didn't continue with anything. She I guess, unfounded, you would say. I was never charged.
This is a small claims case in Lee County, right?
Correct.
All right. So, I mean, I'm glad to help you with that. A lot of times, the amounts of money involved don't justify having a lawyer involved, right? You're going to pay more to the lawyer to defend you than you would pay if you paid the landlord. So why don't we talk about all that stuff off the air? Give me a call at 239-ASK-MIKE. If you want to call after 5 at the greeting, you just press 6 and it will come straight to me at my cell phone wherever I am, and I'll be glad to talk to you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yep, there you go. We have about 3 minutes left in the segment. I know you wanted to make some final comments, and I want to, again, get the phone number out and how anybody can get in touch with you.
239-ASK-MIKE. It's so easy. 239-ASK-MIKE. How do you forget that?
It's easy. I mean, that's why you came up with that number.
You'd think I'd have a date occasionally. All I get is Stan calling me at 2 o'clock in the morning.
But you know what?
At least he's sober, Haney.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, Stan.
Yeah, it's just changing my lifestyle.
He's sober today.
Right. Now, well, listen, the point that I wanted to make is there's this case called Marbury versus Madison. It's a really old case. It was in the 1700s.
Those were slave owners. Disregard it.
That's true.
And in that case, the Supreme Court did something that was unprecedented. It declared its own right to be the final arbiter of all things constitutional. Now, there's no language in the Constitution that anybody can cite to. There's no history. There's not even any notes in Madison's notes about any of this. They just simply did it and said, because I said so. Well, what they did was they radically changed our entire form of government, but nobody raised even an eyebrow at their usurpation until now. Because what happens is the court's going to say, it doesn't matter which side they take on it. Abortion's unconstitutional. Well, okay, they're the final say. There's no relief. The Constitution was meant so that the three branches of government balanced each other. Okay, so the Supreme Court has radically changed our form of government and now may end up using that usurped power, political authority, to make a group of second-class citizens out of our women. That's disturbing. I think we live under what I now call a judicial dictatorship. We're dictated to by nine people, and there's no relief beyond it. They might as well add Putin to the court.
He's Mike Chiannopoulos, Absolute Law, 239 Ask Mike, available 24/7. Mike, you're a little harsh, opinionated man. That's strong words.
And anybody who wants to disagree with that, 239 Ask Mike. We'll talk about it.
Well, for today, we can all vocally disagree without anything bad happening to us.
Your outro, Mike,
and you've been speaking with Storm Chiannopoulos on 96.1 K Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Good afternoon. This is. May I help you?
Hello.
Hello.
I walked a little too far.
You did?
Can somebody come and get me?
Who is this?
This is Louie.
Who?
Louie.
And where are you?
I'm at the nightclub.
At the nightclub?
Yes.
Which nightclub?
It's called Live Nude Girls.
Oh, it is? Well, that is a strange place for you to be.
Get to have fun once in a while. Can you keep supper warm?
I don't know. I think we can. I think we'll put some food away for you.
Help, leave some dinner for me.
Where do you live?
I need to get back to the retirement. Why don't you talk to them, Jen? Hold on. Hello, sir. Can you please? Thank you.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Who is this?
Willie the janitor. This old man from your retirement home, he's over here at the new nightclub with the strippers. He's the oldest customer we ever had.
In a new nightclub?
He's about 95 years old. He's been spending all his money on the dances.
Whereabouts are you located?
We're right on 12th Street, 9545 12th Street. But the problem, he's been drinking, and he got the colostomy bag. It's been leaking and dripping all over, and it's nasty. I don't want to have to clean this up.
Well, you know, I think you've got... This is the retirement home.
Yeah, the old man, he need to get back to your retirement home.
I don't think he belongs to us.
He been here drinking since 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and he spent all his money, you know, the women that get up on stage, the dancers, and he leave him a dollar. He spent all his money.
Well, where are you located? We're
downtown on 12th Street.
12th Street?
Yeah.
And what is his name?
He said his name is Louis Pellegrini.
Pellegrini?
Yeah, he been here a long time, and he been drinking, and his colostomy bag is full, and he need nurses over there to come and pick him up.
Sir, we don't have any resident by the name of Pellegrini.
Yeah, Pellegrini, he need you guys to come by here and pick him up.
But we're not the people.
All right, I'll let him talk.
He's got the wrong number.
Yeah, I'll let you talk to him. Then you guys can arrange to come out here and pick him up. You talk to him. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrini?
Yes, come by and pick me up.
Where do you live, Mr. Pellegrini?
I need to get back.
Listen to me. Can you keep supper warm? Where do you live?
I need to get back. It's getting dark.
Where do you live?
The retirement home.
What's the name of it?
Oh, I can't quite remember.
Well, it's not the...
Yes, come by and tell Rose to keep supper warm.
I certainly will, but I don't know.
I gotta go. The girls are dancing.
Okay, have a good time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Howard Stern.
All right, well, you get a hold of that Stan and Haney tape.
Where would then send it to?
To me.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney, you still have about 6 minutes left to get the 4 o'clock cash hole word in and a chance at the 500. That word being thing, T-H-I-N-G, thing, T-H-I-N-G. Text that word, thing, to 45911 or enter it on the K-Rock app or at 96krock.com. If you're the randomly selected person, they'll call you back and tell you you're $500 richer. So be by your phone. You never know. It could be you. And everybody that enters on the app or online in the running for the grand prize of $10,000. The 4 o'clock cash hole word thing, T-H-I-N-G, thing. Good
Stan,
luck.
Can you help me with something?
Yeah, sure.
My self-esteem is not good right now.
Why is that?
I need a little boost.
What can I do to help you?
Can you just...
What?
Can you look me in the eye...
Yeah.
...and say, Haney, you are better than a monkey?
Sure. And I believe it, too. You can. I can look you right in the eye, and I believe you are better than a monkey.
Thank you. Because I just had an ordeal in the parking lot.
With a monkey?
No. My thumb got trapped in my keychain and I panicked. I couldn't get it off.
No, I know. Look.
How did this happen?
It does happen. And we resort back to survival instincts.
And I hear you on the walkie-talkie. Bitty, 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 bitty. Time to come in, Haney. Time to come in. I'm going, but my thumb. I can't.
That is so, that it happens.
And as I was walking in, I thought for a second, you know what? Are you more than a monkey?
You are more than a monkey.
Because I did solve the problem, but yes. I panicked.
Yes.
Then I had to calm down.
This is what makes you a higher primate.
Because the monkey would still be throwing a fit.
Yes. Junior would still be throwing a fit.
What, you're just going to assume that?
You ever got caught in a Chinese finger trap?
Yes, he has.
Yeah, I have.
Yep, and he panics.
Yeah, just last week.
You did it to yourself, didn't you?
Yeah, it took a few hours, but you know, I stayed calm and rational, and I got out.
Attaboy. That a boy.
You just push them together and, you know, just slide.
See, that's the key thing. You're able to calm down.
Yeah, you got to stay calm and think.
But at first, you act like a monkey.
Yes.
You act like a monkey.
Right.
You're not a monkey.
You're not a monkey. You're far from a monkey.
But when I was...
An orangutan.
When I was shaking my whole key ring around, dancing around the parking lot, you wouldn't have known.
Yeah. Those opposable thumbs, man.
And you're pulling and you're going, ooh, 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 ooh.
Yep, baring my teeth.
let's get you updated.
Looking for
on
something
traffic.
That is, somehow I can see if I can swing on something.
Traffic is brought to you by Firehouse Subs.
I didn't think about jumping on the roof like that would have helped.
Three Lee County locations. Fort Myers.
I gotta get away.
Cape Coral.
My thumb's stuck.
Oh, and by the way, because we have a lot of great road watchers out there right now, we are having troubles with our Lee County. We have for about a week. So as I say to our road watchers, if you see an accident out there, text it to us. Give us the details on it. We can go and check on it. But our service in Lee County has been spotty at best. So road watchers, we're counting on you. Collier County, Golden Gate. We have a crash, 12,000 block of Collier Boulevard. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic report for you in less than 25 minutes or so.
This is odd, but we don't have any bananas, do we?
You got a sudden craving?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Ah, well. Somewhere deep down inside, it's comforting.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't really eat.
Right, but right now? Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record.
Damn
with Southwest
cheese.
Florida's most respected anchorman.
Get him off me.
And he's not a monkey.
I'm
Mark
more,
Haney.
More than a monkey.
Let's have them take a look at those headlines. That's what's coming up, and they're brought to you by Rubenstein Law, 1-800-FL-LEGAL. Also open on weekends.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
Well, a horrific story with a happy ending.
Oh, that's good.
A man who had to grow a new penis on his forearm is finally whole again.
Details in less than an hour.
Woman urinates off the sides of the Pirates of the Caribbean ride.
Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me.
Pirates of the Caribbean. Some perv thought it would be a good idea to FaceTime random people with his junk out.
I don't get it.
And finally, a 70-year-old man who thought he saw a man stealing from the grocery store took it upon himself to shoot him.
Okay. All right.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. Can we have
Pirates
some?
Of the Caribbean.
Yeah, I get that one.
Zingaroo!
4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Today is National Paranormal Day.
Is it?
That's what they say.
All right.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things people would do if they could do stuff with their minds.
Top things people would do if they could do stuff with their minds.
Make Madonna's top fall on.
Yeah.
Bend the BMW of the douchebag who just cut us off. Snap the castle drawbridge down after we putt so that we always ace the last hole in mini golf.
What are you people? On dope?
Maybe.
Manipulate the pitch so our kid always strikes out and quits baseball and we never have to sit through a Little League game again. I think that happened to me.
Do they still do that at Little League games when you hit a home run, the parents all was sitting in their cars, honk the horns?
I have honestly no idea.
Not me neither. I don't know. It's been too long.
I mean, I think we'd have to go back to at least the Ford administration.
Yes.
Before I have any recollection.
I agree. So I'm asking, does it still happen? Because it did when I was little in the Ford administration.
Top things people would do if stuff they would do if they could with their minds.
Yes.
Levitate our carry-on bag on the scale so that it always weighs less than 50.
Yes.
Float beer directly from the tap into our mouth.
Right on.
Hold my beer.
Contact Alexander Hamilton and ask if he could really rap. And finally, the top thing people would do with their minds if they could.
Yes.
Vaporize the woman directly in front of us, taking forever to order Starbucks.
30 years of blah, blah, blah. And where has that led us?
Right here.
I just got my 8:30 ring done. And the lady.
I know.
Used my ear on my
very
head.
Important.
You poor baby.
Elvis.
My top priority.
Yep. That's it, baby.
Email. Ahoy. At StanandHaney.com.
You want to do it again?
Sure. Ahoy. At StanandHaney.com.
Sit down.
Sit down. All right, Dan.
This is not signed other than coming from person calling themselves Happy Cheese.
What?
Hello, Stan and Haney. As much as it pains me to do this, I feel like I have to speak on this one topic from the show that proves quite controversial anytime it's brought up. Junior's cooking.
Oh my gosh.
What do I do
here?
What do I do?
Frankly, the way he describes things gives me flashbacks to my childhood. That's not necessarily a good thing. His cooking style reminds me of the way my mother used to prepare things. Again, that isn't necessarily a compliment.
Just like Mama used to make.
Take this one dish, for example. It's the one she used to make the most, where she would take a large pot and fill it with dried pasta, chicken, and peas, along with water, and boil it all together at the same time.
Oh, delish.
Once everything was cooked, she would have drained the pasta, as one does, slice the chicken, and add the cheese. It was a dish aptly named Pasta Surprise. The surprise being, it was actually not that bad. So with that said, I don't think Junior's cooking would taste that bad. Yes, what he makes may end up looking like a pile of slop. But at least he's passionate about the big piles of slop that he makes.
Be careful, Happy Cheese. Because maybe it doesn't taste that bad on the way down, but that's only half the
battle. Yes. And at the end of the day, isn't that all that matters? Worst case scenario with Junior's cooking, you could always just slip it to the dog.
That's why he has a dog. It just dawned on me.
Yes.
Junior, answer honestly. Have you ever made yourself sick with your own cooking?
I just brought in some of my leftover jalapeno rice.
Why would you do that? It made you sick the first time.
Because I don't have any money, man. I needed to finish my leftovers.
Look, you know what? I'm going to say this again.
Yeah, my stomach is turning.
I'm
going to
say
now.
This again. Because it really pisses me off. Haney and I know this. You can go to the grocery store, get a pack of hot dogs. You can go to the grocery store and get a whole frickin' 84 servings of ramen noodles. You can go and get cold cuts and have enough to eat dinner for a week and spend very little.
You could get the 16-count family pack of Cheddarwurst.
Yup. Or you could do it, and if you really like your takeout stuff, do what I did when, after paying my bills, I had $50 to my name. I'd take 15 of it, go to the Colonel, and get one of the big giant buckets, which are probably in the 20s now.
They're probably more than that.
And take it home, and you always have chicken in the fridge. Trust me, it goes for a week and doesn't go bad.
Chicken in the fridge, yep. Chicken in the fridge. As long as you've got chicken in the fridge.
So don't give me that you're eating jalapenos and rice because you have no money.
Himself sick.
Yep.
And he's eating it again.
Yep.
Now.
Yeah.
Here's a nice little trick. get yourself some rice, which is really cheap. And if you're going to go, go and get a head of broccoli or something and mix it with the rice.
Oh, no.
Or better yet, you go and get a bouillon cube, which I think is a quarter.
Treat yourself.
And you mix it in with the
rice. Yeah, treat yourself.
Maybe
that's probably cheaper than jalapenos.
Yep. Chicken bouillon.
Or beef.
Beef bouillon, vegetable bouillon.
That's
mix
what
it
I
all
did
in.
With my rice.
Don't put jalapenos in it if it's going to...
Oh, it gives it a little kick, you know, well, but then, I put in two instead
then,
of one.
Then cut your
you know, that
your
that microwave rice by Uncle Ben...
Is good and cheap.
Very, yeah, 90 seconds in the microwave.
Yep.
It's just cheaper to make your own.
This is from Meg.
How is she?
She's doing well. She wanted to answer our question of the week from last Thursday, which was your bucket list. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. Wow, great question of the week. This was a real head-scratcher and had to really narrow it down to a handful of places. Plus, you have other emails to get to. No, you are my last one today.
What?
If
no,
I could
no
go,
Guardian?
No, and not for the past couple of days.
Jesus.
I think it might be my end because we've been getting notices from a corporate saying that our mailbox filter is not working. That's why... Stuff that I do at home and email myself here never arrives, and I have to go redo it. But that doesn't matter. If I could go anywhere on my bucket list, and my finances were in the right shape, I would go to the Galapagos Islands, and see the tortoises. And see Jonathan, the 190-year-old tortoise. St. Patrick's Cathedral in Ireland. The Useffi in Italy. And the Hill of Crosses in northern Lithuania. Love the show. Thank you for the laughs. Signed, Meg.
See, Galapagos sounds good.
But I know. Oh.
First of all, a lot of travel just to get to South America, then an insanely long boat ride, and then they let you out, and you're only allowed to go certain places, and you can only stay so long.
Some people do it. I'm not a huge fan of it, but I know people that I've known love it. Spam, fry it up. To some people, it's delicious.
Have you ever had Spam?
You know, I just saw a video of someone putting Spam in a dehydrator, and it kind of makes like this jerky almost.
You know what SPAM stands for, don't you?
SPAM?
Special People of Austin, Minnesota.
Oh.
When we come back, Stan's Name That Movie today. This weekend's Mother's Day. Movies about moms. We got mom movies coming up. If you're the first person to identify the film, we got five of them. You'll win yourself a nice prize selected especially for you.
You're known for making them overly difficult.
Yep. Yeah, these are tough. we'll be back. Stan and Haney.
McGarrett, Hawaii 5-0.
Batman.
Kojak.
Frank Cannon.
Jim Rock.
Rick Stan here.
This is 86 calling control.
I'm Mark Haney.
John Robinson commanding.
Are you finished?
Stan and Haney. 96 J-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Less than 30 minutes away from Mark Haney and the news. We're going to give you a chance to win here in just a second. We're going to play Stan's Name That Movie. Five movie clips. First person to identify the film will get themselves a prize. I'll go over those in just a second. Today's topic, since this weekend is Mother's Day, moms.
Did you get to moms talk to yours? She was blowing up your phone yesterday.
I tried calling her on my way home, didn't answer, and I texted her. She's still learning the text, and I saw this morning that she did not open the text, probably afraid, and I will call her tonight.
Well, at least she didn't reply, who dis, new
yeah.
number.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Thank God for small favors. Traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs, three Lee County locations.
I understand that you're my son, but which one are you?
Fort Myers and Cape Coral. We'll start in North Naples.
And Stan replies, I am the golden child.
Yeah, the golden child. We got a crash. North Naples, 6400 block of Naples Boulevard. And another one in North Naples. Crash, 5900 block of Goodlett Frank Road North. This one in the Estates. Crash with injuries. 2600 block of 18th Avenue Northeast. And you are up to date. Stan's Name That Movie. It's Mother's Day this weekend. Movies about moms in all shapes and sizes. If you're the first person to correctly identify the film, we have $50 to the pewter mug. We have tickets to the Mighty Muscle Tuesday games. That's 2-for-1 night. 2-for-1 beers, 2-for-1 sodas, 2-for-1 hot dogs. We have Beef O'Brady's. I got one more Beef O'Brady's left. We have a gift certificate to Biggie's Place in Fort Myers. Burgers, salads, breakfast options, and more. And if you would like it signed, we will do that for you. We have Stan and Haney hats. They're the purple and gold ones with our logo on it, all sewn on. They're really nice.
If you want, I'll even, if you're an LSU fan, it's LSU colors. Yeah. I'll sign it, Go Tigers,
yep,
for you.
So those are the prizes. I'll release the phones after we play the first movie clip. All shapes and sizes, moms for Mother's Day. Name this movie, win a prize.
To you. Where are your parents? Your mother? Your father?
He didn't wake up.
Are you alone? Do you live up here all by yourself? What happened to your face? I won't hurt you. But at the very least, let me give you a good astringent, and this will help to prevent infection. What's your name?
Edward.
Edward? I think you should just come home with me.
Name the movie, 277.
Was that a good idea or a bad idea?
In the long run, it was a little adjustment, but it all worked out for the best.
Good.
277.
I was a little nervous.
9600. Name that movie, moms.
That was a shaky start.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Heidi.
Hi, Heidi. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Can you name that movie?
Edward Scissorhands?
It is Edward Scissorhands. You are absolutely correct, with the movie star Johnny Depp. What would you like?
I had just gotten in my car from work and didn't hear what you had today. I'm sorry.
I got Pewter Mug. I got Mighty Muscles. I got Beef O'Brady's. I got a purple and gold Stan and Haney baseball cap. And I've got Biggie's Place.
I'll do Pewter Mug. Thank you.
You got it. Hold on.
But he found his special purpose.
He did.
And that was making topiaries.
Yes. Yeah. This next movie, again, dealing with all kinds of moms. Name this movie, win a prize.
I'm home. Hey, Kylie.
Hey.
Hey, hey, hey. How are my best girlfriends?
My name is George. This is Katie.
Hello, sweetheart. Hi. Welcome to our home. I just want you to know, if you need anything, don't be shy, okay? There are no rules in this house. I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom. Right, Regina? Please stop talking.
Okay, I'm gonna make you girls a hump day treat. Hey, you guys, happy hour is from 4 to 6.
Is there alcohol in this?
Oh, God, honey, no. What kind of mother do you think I am? Why, do you want a little bit? Because if you're going to drink, I'd rather you do it in the house.
No, thank you.
So, you guys, what is the 411? What has everybody been up to? What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything. What are you guys listening to? What's the cool jams?
Mom, could you go fix your hair?
Okay. You girls keep me young. Ugh, I love you so much.
Name the movie. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Stan, this is Doug.
Doug, name the movie.
I think that's Bad Mom.
No, it is not.
It should be.
277-9600.
Keep me young.
Yeah. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. Bye. Ahoy, who's this?
Hello, this is Allison.
Allison, name the movie.
Mean Girls.
Mean Girls, Amy Poehler. You are right. What would you like?
I want to go to Pewter Mug.
All right, that's our last Pewter Mug. You got our last one for today. Hold on. We still have Mighty Muscle Tuesday games, Beef O'Brady's, Stan and Haney hats, Biggie's Place. We're up to movie clip number 3, Moms. It's Mother's Day this weekend. Here's another mom. Name the movie.
Evan! 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 Evan!
What?
Get me a soda with some ice in it. Evan, hurry up, Mom. Chap, chap, Evan, come on.
All right.
You were writing a letter.
No, Mama.
You were writing to tell them to take me away. You want them to take me away.
I'm writing a story for class, Mama. I don't want them to take you away.
Yes, you do.
Owen loves his Mama.
Hurry up, Mrs. Suda.
Coming, Mama.
Send me, Mama. I'm choking to death, you moron. You're too damn slow.
I'm sorry, Mama.
I'm sorry, Mama. Why didn't you get me the salted nuts?
The salted ones are no good for you.
The unsalted ones make me choke. Mama. You clumsy poop! What'd you do that for?
I don't know who that actress is.
Yeah, she's not alive anymore.
But she's awesome.
Yep. Name the movie. Win a prize. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Lee.
Lee
from North Fort Myers.
Lee from North Fort Myers. Name the movie.
That is Throw Mama from the Train.
It is Throw Mama from the Train. Our good friend Danny DeVito. What would you like?
Oh, I want the autographed hats, bro.
You got them. Hold on. Yeah, we'll be glad to autograph for you.
Make Junior. Junior. Junior! Ask him if he wants me to write Go Tigers on it. Now!
Junior!
Yeah, you got it, dear, huh?
Yeah.
Little zingaroo.
Yeah.
Junior!
Yeah, Haney. What are you doing?
The unsalted ones make me choke.
Movies about moms. We're up to movie clip number 4.
I love when she's screaming, he's trying to kill me.
Yep.
He's trying to
In that scene, though, he did put rat poison in her soda.
Yeah.
But it didn't hurt her. It
didn't affect her. No. Just made her mad.
Yep. Here's another one.
What are you doing, you nitwit?
Name this movie. Win a prize.
What is this? What's happening?
What Robert is trying to say is that we are getting a divorce.
Don't do this.
No. No.
I gotta say, I could have called this one.
No.
Yeah.
Is it our fault? Is it because we were bad?
No, that's the main thing that Robert and I talked about, is that we did not want you two to blame yourselves.
What can we do to fix it?
Dale, honey, are you okay?
Why are you calling him honey?
I cannot stress this enough. It is not your fault.
Whose fault is it? I want to know.
Let's cut this. It is directly your fault.
Robert.
You destroyed my boat. You beat me up in your sleep. And worst of all, you made Nancy and I resent each other. It is absolutely 150% your fault.
Of course it's their fault. They're the two biggest dickheads in the world, and they're living in your house.
Garrett.
I'm sorry, but they're...
Please don't cry like that. Please don't, Brennan.
Mommy!
I told you that they would feel completely to blame.
Let's grow up.
I'm going to throw up. I think I'm going to throw
up.
Don't throw up.
Come on.
I threw up. Oh, this is ugly.
Hey, guys.
This is not right.
All right, dude. Right here.
Stop it, dude.
One, two, three.
I don't want my picture taken right now.
See, we're not alone.
No!
Other people deal with that.
Yes! 2777. You know, we have a hard-to-handle one that is an adult.
Mm-hmm.
You want to say something? What?
I think I'm going to throw up.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Not again.
You know, Stan and I need to have a talk with you, Junior.
It's because of you.
Yeah. We want to stress, this is in no way your fault.
Yes, it is. Ahoy, who's this?
Mike in the Cape.
Mike in the Cape, name the movie.
That's an easy one, man. Step Brothers.
You darn right.
Oh, yeah, dog.
Yeah, for you. You had a tough time with Edward Scissorhands, but that one was a piece of cake. What would you like?
Mighty Muscles.
Sure, hold on. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. They were, getting easier. Edward Scissorhands, Mean Girls, Throw Mama from the Train, Step Brothers was
anytime you got an opportunity to put Throw Mama from the Train on there, or Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, you got to put it in there.
And Mother's Day tribute to moms wouldn't be complete with our last film. Name this movie and win a prize. Our last one. Here you go.
No wire hangers! What's wire hangers doing in this closet when I told you no wire hangers ever? Work and work till I'm half dead, and I hear people saying she's getting old. What do I get? A daughter! Who cares as much about the beautiful dresses I give her as she cares about me? What's wire hangers doing in this closet? Answer me! I buy you beautiful dresses, and you treat them like they were some dish rag. You $200-$300 dress on a wire hanger. We'll see how many you've got in your hidden some here. We'll see. We'll see. Get out of that business. Out. You're gonna need more. We're gonna see how many wire hangers you've got in your closet.
You know what? Everybody has their breaking point.
Yeah.
And it's a simple rule.
Yep, no wire hangers, ever. Name the movie, win a prize. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Dave and Astero.
Dave and Astero, can you name the movie?
That would be Mommy Dearest.
Oh, yes, the Joan Crawford story.
$300 dress on a wire hanger.
Happy Mother's Day movie.
What would you like?
You still got Beef O'Brady?
I do.
That would be great.
You got it, buddy. Hold the line. I told you. All different kinds of moms, shapes and sizes. When I asked you to call me Mommy Dearest, I wanted you to mean it.
Oh, what have we here? Is this a wire hanger?
That Christina Crawford had a very turbulent life. Not only having to grow up with Joan Crawford as the adopted daughter and claimed the abuse. She, in her adult years, young adult life, was Joe Esposito's girlfriend. We learned this from the Memphis Mafia. Joe Esposito was Elvis Presley's road manager. And they were at Graceland, and Elvis pulled out one of his Terrington cigarettes. That's what he smoked. Yes, Elvis smoked cigarettes. And Joe Esposito right there with a match to light the king's cigarette. And Christina Crawford went and blew it out. Said, you don't do that. He goes, you don't understand, Christina. I'm employed by him. Struck the match again. Went to light Elvis's cigarette. She blew it out. And Joe Esposito said, you don't understand, sweetheart. I have to light his cigarette.
It's my job.
As the way the story goes, Elvis grabbed her by the shirt collar, dragged her down the table and out the front door and locked it and turned to Joe Esposito and said, you can go with her or you can stay with me. Joe Esposito sat back down at the tape and lit his cigarette.
Damn it, Christina. Can't you follow simple instructions?
Mark Haney and the News is next. We're Stan and Haney.
A great new album, 20 original hits, original stars, Paper Lace,
The Night Chicago Died,
George McRae, Elton John,
Get Back, Pumpkin,
The DeFranco Family,
Darling, Save the Last Dance for Me,
Blackman Turner Overdrive. You got the Stylistics, William Devon, Albert Hammond, Gladys Knight, Al Wilson, Lobo, and Terry Jack.
We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the
Eric
sun.
Clapton.
I shot Sheriff.
Steeler's Wheel.
Here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
Get Dynamite, a power-packed new album, $5.99 from K-Town. 8-track tape, $6.99.
It is your fault. It is your fault.
Stan and Haney.
150%.
Stan and Haney.
God, that was nice hearing that K-Tel.
Yeah, I think everybody from our age, and I don't know that they could do it now.
And they do it. That's what I call music.
Yeah, but don't they change it around a little bit? It's not. Here's what I learned. When we were kids, K-Tel put out all the current hits of that year. Multiple albums. Dynamite. Music Explosion from K-Tel.
And you're like, damn, those K-Tel albums, they fit like 30 songs on one side.
Yes, and they'd be 25, 30 songs on this LP. And they'd all be abbreviated versions of the song. there wasn't anything that would go, if it was a 3.5, I don't care if it was a 3.5 minute song or a 4 minute song, they all ended at about 2:30.
And
it faded out.
Made of the finest vinyl available.
And the vinyl was so thin, and the grooves were so thin.
That was our MP3.
Yeah.
Because they sounded like crap.
And here's the thing that I look at now with those. KTEL would have to make some kind of deal with every single record label out there.
When they started out, they used sound-alike groups.
No, original hits, original stars.
I'm saying that industry, it used to be common to have sound-alikes that would do albums like that.
But when KTEL would put these out,
they were the ones that pioneered with original hits, original artists.
And how do you get all the labels to be on board? Very famous, two very famous stories. Woodstock, the movie, took forever to come out because they were battling with the labels on who everybody was on. Same thing when, what was it?
That thing.
One of the charity concerts that was from the
I 70s. Love Lucy?
No.
Isle of Wight?
No.
Monterey Pop?
Maybe. But they couldn't put the record out.
Altamont?
Because they couldn't agree with all the record labels. But KTEL just kept putting them out.
Okay. We'll license you a crap version.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. And they send them like a sample of it.
Yep. You got to make it sound bad so that if anybody really likes the song, they'll have to go and buy our version that's in stereo and sounds good.
But I'll tell you, if you had one of those automatic turntables that would drop it down and the needle would come across on there, those records were so cheap, that needle would hop.
Oh, hop, skip, needle, and jump.
The needle would hop on that thing, and you could never get it to start where you wanted it to. The grooves were so tight. Those were the days. That's how we found out about music.
Well, and one that I think I still have somewhere is the radio station would put out albums.
Oh, sure.
And the one I got was when I was in Pennsylvania. WFIL, Sweet as Candy. And it was a little better quality than the KTEL.
We might have one behind us. But back in the early 90s, had to be late 80s, early 90s, because they weren't doing it by the time I got here. K-Rock. This radio station would put out a K-Rock. We might have one back here.
What, like that sampler?
Yeah. And it was it had the K-Rock logo on it and a list of the hot songs from here. You know what? Sometime in the next 24 hours, I'm going to see if we have one back here. And I'll tell you. And they used to have the date on there. 96 K-Rock, the rock and roll mothership, December 1989. And it would list all the songs on the disc. I swear to God we got one back here.
Oh, good luck finding it, but there's one back there. Yep. I think I've seen it.
Yeah. And it just had what we were playing. Take the radio station with you. Oh, you gad.
So corny.
Yep, let's get you updated
rock
on
and
traffic.
Roll mothers.
Yep, that's what they called it. The home of pure rock and roll was another one they used. The rock and roll mothership. Well, that's so dated. What are we now? Everything that rocks.
Yeah. Well, that's because of us.
Yep.
Because they got to explain us somehow.
Yep. Everything.
Yep. Everything that rocks. And that implies that we rock.
Right.
You and I.
A couple of rockers.
Yep.
Traffic brought to you by
No
Pirate
doubt about
House
it.
Subs.
It's everything that rocks.
Three Lee County locations, Fort Myers
now
and
that
Cape
can
Coral.
Be anything from Jethro Tull to Stan and Haney. Tell them to shut up. They're destroying our imaging.
Yep.
You know how much we spent on imaging?
Everything that rocks.
That was my idea, damn it.
When
and they're mocking it.
When we were all talk, it was talk that rocks.
Yep.
North Naples.
And it was always blah, 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 with Stan and Haney in the afternoon.
Yep. Got a crash. North Naples, 5400 block of Juliet Boulevard. Also showing up in North Naples, crash. Pine Ridge Road and Kensington Park Boulevard. And you are up to date.
The leak of this bro opinion has just, it has lit a fuse, and we're talking about anything but that, and it's masks and gay marriage. And
it's the next news cycle. There has to be something in there, and that's all that we're talking about.
Is there somewhere to opt out from that?
Yes, it's called watch other programming other than news channels.
Well,
you know, I did that for several weeks, and you know what? Life gets better.
Well, I don't have a wife like you does that has half the streaming channels on her account.
And I got the other half.
You get the bad ones.
You know what? But we very rarely use it.
Yeah, but you're billed monthly.
Yeah, sure am. They remember. Mark Haney and the news.
You're right. Maybe I'll lighten up, and I won't watch any live shows.
Yes.
And I'll just tune in for something like, who is the real Hunter Biden?
Will
just
you relax. Stop that? Life would get a lot better for you.
Well, you said that...
Watch a drama. Watch a sitcom. Watch a serial. Watch something.
A serial?
Yeah.
Do they make those anymore?
Everything you watch, like we were talking, Ozark's a serial.
Oh.
It's episodic television that goes over a period of seasons.
Like Black Hospital.
What's that?
It's a hospital where there's only black people.
Where's that?
NBC. I don't know if that's the true name
of
the show.
That's not the name of it.
It's just what... I'll admit, it's fished me in, but only for like 10 or 15 minutes at a time, because I want to see if the patient lives or not.
Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchor.
Then I had a fever dream.
I don't know. Don't worry about a fever dream.
Where Snoop Dogg and Kelly Clarkson were hosting this show.
They do,
and it was just God. What?
This was an age when only men.
I could have sworn I dreamt that.
One anchor.
That's real.
More man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday, May 3rd.
Double M, double X, double I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know. Well, at least here's something you don't think about every day. Does water go bad?
I would assume it could go stagnant.
Like a bottled water? Would it go bad sitting on a shelf?
Yeah, I think it could. Yes.
Like what would happen to it?
I don't know. It gets affected by heat and light and I don't know.
And it just turns?
It gets stagnant.
And you don't want that.
No.
It's the microplastics.
Okay, Junior.
Here we go.
It's true. Yeah, everything you said, like the heat and the light, it starts to deteriorate the bottle.
Would you like to do this segment?
Yeah, you want to do this segment?
No, you're doing a good job, man.
Thanks, Junior.
Yeah, I just wanted to chime in, you know.
Because if you notice, bottled water has an expiration date on it.
I never noticed.
And it's nothing to do with the water. Water doesn't go bad.
I think it can go stagnant. When you see the little mosquito larva in there, you know something's bad.
But that's not the water's fault. It's been invaded.
Yeah.
If it's in the proper container, water doesn't go bad.
So what's the expiration date for? Do you mean to tell me that I could open a bottle of water from 50 years ago and still be good?
Well, it depends on what kind of container. How it was sealed.
Glass.
Probably.
I don't know. I wouldn't drink.
If you were thirsty, you would.
If I was thirsty.
Would you rather drink that or the pond scum out back?
I got one of those filtration where you're stranded and you can drink through a straw that filters anything.
That's good to have.
Yep.
But the expiration date is real, and it's nothing to do with the water inside. It's the plastic bottles, which will eventually start leaking harmful chemicals into the water.
That's what Junior just said. How did he get so smart?
I don't know. What about the next one? What do you know about that?
Yeah.
Oh, about Subway?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know a lot about that, man.
See, I had a feeling.
See, when you have the same information in front of you, and I shouldn't have to say this, you're not one-upping me.
Well, in all fairness, I already knew about the plastic one.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
No.
Yes, I did. I've known that since high school.
Can I tell you something, Junior?
He's following along with my copy. Yeah.
Can I tell you something?
Well, I get the same copy.
Can so. I send it to you. It could stop.
Yeah, what's up,
Very
what's
early on, because Haney's been doing the news. We've been doing this here for 25 years. About a year after we started, Haney started doing the news. So he's 24 years doing this. And I learned very early on, he and I discussed this. Stan, don't look at it. I'd like natural reaction. I'd like natural feelings coming from the stories. Meaning, when I go and I download his stuff and I print it out, I don't know what the hell is in there.
Stan could be, if he wanted to.
I could read the whole damn thing.
The same thing as you.
Well, but I don't.
I already knew about the plastic, though, so that doesn't count.
You're a bold-faced liar.
Lying about that.
All that you've accomplished is taking away your excuse for not displaying the links properly. Because now I know you have it in front of you and you're following along.
Because before I wouldn't. I'd give him what he needed, but, you know, what's trending and all that stuff so he could post it. But for a month, will you send me a copy of that? So
he can one-up me.
And that's evidently what he's doing. It stops tomorrow.
No, don't do that.
It stops.
No, man, don't do that.
Continuing now with things you didn't know.
You got something about Subway?
Yes. It costs way less to open a Subway franchise than a McDonald's.
That makes sense.
But it's quite dramatic. You could get a Subway franchise in the neighborhood of $400,000. McDonald's cost up to $2.2 million.
Well, I think it's based on volume.
Well, there's a very good reason. A McDonald's is forecast to make about 5 times more revenue.
There you go.
You know, there's a lot of talk about political power, judicial power.
Mm.
Crazy things will happen in this country, but usually will right the ship somehow. Sliced bread was banned in the United States of America because it made life a little too easy You're turning into a bunch of softies.
Yep.
So we won't slice your bread for you anymore.
Learn how to rip it off and dip it in stew.
Somehow, they at least told the public that sliced bread was banned for about 3 months in 1943, having something to do with the war effort.
Okay.
That's all you had to say.
Everybody was behind it.
Yep.
No matter what the government said, we believed them, and it was for good reason.
And I think it was a practical joke.
What, the sliced bread thing?
Yeah. How could that help?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Maybe shredding stuff from the Manhattan Project?
Maybe.
They needed the blades?
Maybe.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Sure.
And here's some comforting news for you.
Well, you can tell it to me and our audience. He already knows.
Oh, he does, yeah. He doesn't care, though.
No, he doesn't, and he will once that gravy train stops.
I already know all of this.
Then why don't you do number five? I'll take a break.
At least one app on your phone tracks your location approximately every 3 minutes on average.
Now, folks, do you notice the difference in believability?
Mm-hmm.
Now I'll do it. At least one app on your phone tracks your location approximately every 3 minutes on average.
Oh, I believe that, too. Because I'll be talking about stuff and my phone has it.
Yep. Who was more credible?
You. I believe you.
He sounds like he's just reading words off of paper.
That's what he's doing. And let me tell you something. He didn't get named Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman because he just reads copy off of a piece of paper.
Yeah.
And that's the name of that tune.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill.
Somebody just texted, hey, Junior's writing air checks that his air ass can't cash.
You know, it's not to say you couldn't do it, Junior, but you'd have to really work on it because your natural delivery when you're conveying information
is so monotone.
It sounds like you're telling us something that you heard and Yep. Your source was this one dude.
I'm reading the copy as is.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I'm talking about your delivery.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You can read it as is, but right. Your delivery sucks.
And I'm delivering the facts.
No, the way you deliver it sounds like you heard it from this one dude.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's true.
You have to include inflection, pause.
You're way over his head now.
I know.
Yeah, I don't even know what those words mean, man.
You'd think his dad would have taught him some stuff.
Well, his dad had discouraged him. He told him, go into any business you want except radio.
Gotcha.
That's true, isn't it?
Yeah, he tried
literally
to dissuade me.
Anything else but radio, and you chose to do this.
I know. Worst
You're
mistake
proud of yourself?
Of my life.
Yeah, getting a hard lesson.
And now the strange saga of a 47-year-old man in England named Malcolm MacDonald. He developed an unfortunate infection in his perineum.
Oh. Yes.
In layman's terms, his taint.
Yep.
Back in 2010.
Right in that area.
And when you have an infection down there
in the perineum,
it's embarrassing. You don't want to go around telling everybody about it. And and like most things, you think if I ignore it long enough, it'll go away.
It won't.
It didn't. It got so bad.
Yep.
it spread and caused his manhood to fall off.
Stop. Hold. Stop it. What?
What? It fell off.
It fell off.
That's how bad the infection got. It started right there in the taint.
Yep.
But it wandered, and next thing you know, oops.
Fell off and was attracting flies.
Yep. Lucky for him, he's living in our current times, because this was not possible for quite some time. Modern science stepped in to save the day.
Thank goodness.
And came up with a plan to grow him a new one.
Oh, this was during the headlines. You said something about growing it out of a wrist?
Forearm.
Forearm.
Now, he was in the news a few years back after the first part of the treatment worked.
Yes! What the...
They used skin from his arm to grow him a new unit just above the left wrist.
And he's thinking, this is a better model, too.
He'll never admit it. But in order for it to take, he had to live his life with his junk hanging off his arm for 6 years.
Free balling.
First, there were the usual scheduling mix-ups and staffing issues. Then, the pandemic hit. The good news is, he finally had it grafted onto the crotchal region earlier this year. And he says with confidence that he's finally whole again, an intact male. Now, it doesn't work like his old junk did.
Oh, but, it doesn't?
Well, there's a built-in pump device. Oh,
and can he pee? Or is that through a tube? I don't want to know. You know what? I don't want to know.
You know what, Junior? There's a helpful graphic right there. There you go. Any questions you got, it's right there.
Appreciate that.
To his credit, he's kept a very good sense of humor about it.
Yeah.
And doesn't mind when people make jokes. I mean, he can't deny it's funny. There's a new documentary about him premiering tonight in the UK. Maybe you can get it on your
BritBox.
Yeah. The documentary is called The Man with a Penis on His Arm.
Yeah. Brian just texted us. Looks like Junior's turkey.
It does.
We gotta go. You gotta cut one. We're running out of time.
All right.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill. A 70-year-old gent in Washington State named Patrick Lathrop was shopping at the Safeway on Saturday night. Patrick may be 70, but he's got eagle eyes because he spotted a couple that he believed might be trying to steal from the store. He sprang into action. He ran over and blocked the door with his cart. Keep in mind, he doesn't work for the store. He's just a concerned citizen. He demanded that they show him the receipt for their purchases.
He should just stay out of it.
They refused, probably due to the fact that he's not employed by the store. He's not a sworn peace officer. He's just an inquisitive older man. So they refused, and an argument ensued. It got heated and physical.
Jeez.
And that's when Patrick pulled out a gun and fired two shots. One of them grazed the man's neck. Thankfully, he is okay. He was treated at the hospital and has been released. And the big question, 70 years of life, you developed instincts.
Yeah.
Were Patrick's instincts correct to the point of pulling a gun to put a stop to it?
Were they?
No. Patrick was arrested and charged with first-degree assault. He's trying to spin this as self-defense, claiming the other guy was, quote, beating him to death.
Oh, come on.
Patrick was completely wrong about the shoplifting. Store employees told the police the couple had not stolen anything at all. I got my eye.
Look at that picture of him. I'll tell you right now, he supports Pelosi.
Yep. And that's the news for today, Tuesday, May 3rd.
Double M, double X, double I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
Look at this one trying to read the news right behind me. Like that.
Yep.
Like that little rooster that follows around a foghorn leg.
Remember that one?
Hey, you bother me, boy.
I'm a chicken hawk. I'm a chicken hawk. Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. We'll take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
The radio miracle so powerful it can strip paint. It's so gentle it's been approved by the FDA for use in baby food. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for spending your Tuesday afternoon with us. News Action 8's Sean Roberts coming up at 6 o'clock.
Could your child be at risk?
Tune in at 6. It does. You know, ever since you brought that up, he could be an anchorman, a weatherman.
Goalie.
Yep, a goalie.
I mean, that name works with anything.
Used car salesman.
Yep.
Head down to Sean Roberts Used Cars.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, I'm Sean Roberts, News Action 8 meteorologist.
Here's your five-day forecast.
Yep. Well, he's coming up next. Cash hole, straight up, 6 o'clock, chance at the 500.
Well, it was a big night for Sean Roberts last night, over 30 saves.
Traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs, 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral.
Our own Sean Roberts is here with traffic.
North Naples. Thank you, Steve. North Naples. Disabled vehicle. Vanderbilt Beach Road and Stasel Circle. Golden Gate. Disabled vehicle. Radio Road and Devonshire Boulevard. And in East Naples, crash. Davis Boulevard and Collier Boulevard. And you are up to date.
Stan, can I play a song by a friend of mine and a musical hero?
Sure. Much anymore, and it's a shame. Oh, I'm listening.
A perfectly written hit song.
Yep. Classic Comedy, brought to you by Best Home Services. Appointments available now.
GetBest.com.
I never went camping growing up because, like I say, I grew up in a trailer. And we felt like we had a pretty good idea what camping was all about. We're like, nah, we already kind of live in a camper. We don't really need to take it down to a tent. You know? Like, we know what it's like to be poor. We're not trying to find out what it means to be homeless. You know? We're not trying to practice homelessness out here. A lot of people think I'm homeless. Like, if I go to a city with a lot of homeless people and I'm hanging around outside, people will think I'm homeless. It's happened quite a few times. One time I was in Austin, Texas, you know, and I was outside. I was dressed like this, you know, I was show ready. And and I was sitting on this park bench, and I was looking down, and I heard someone say, excuse me. And I looked up, and there was a little girl standing there with a brown paper sack in her hand, and she said, do you want a sandwich? Yeah, it was very sweet, and I did want a sandwich. So it worked out, you know what I mean? My stomach was full, but my soul was empty. I felt good, but not about myself.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow, 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this.
Can you help me with something?
Yeah, sure.
My self-esteem is not good right now.
Why is that?
I need a little boost.
What can I do to help you?
Can you just...
What?
Can you look me in the eye...
Yeah.
...and say, Haney, you are better than a monkey?
Sure. And I believe it, too. You can. I can look you right in the eye, and I believe you are better than a monkey.
Thank you. Because I just had an ordeal in the parking lot.
With a monkey?
No. My thumb got trapped in my keychain and I panicked. I couldn't get it.
Oh,
off.
I know. Look.
How did this happen?
It does happen. And we resort back to survival instincts.
And I hear you on the walkie-talkie. Bitty, 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 bitty. Time to come in, Haney. Time to come in. I'm going, but my thumb. I can't.
That is so, that it happens.
And as I was walking in, I thought for a second, you know what? Are you more than a monkey?
You are more than a monkey.
Because I did solve the problem, but yes. I panicked.
Yes.
Then I had to calm down.
This is what makes you a higher primate.
Because the monkey would still be throwing a fit.
Yes. Junior would still be throwing a fit.
What, you're just going to assume that?
You ever got caught in a Chinese finger trap?
Yes, he has.
Yeah, I have.
Yep, and he panics.
Yeah, just last week.
You did it to yourself, didn't you?
Yeah, it took a few hours, but you know, I stayed calm and rational, and I got out.
Attaboy. That a boy.
You just push them together and, you know, just slide.
See, that's the key thing. You're able to calm down.
Yeah, you got to stay calm and think.
But at first, you act like a monkey.
Yes.
You act like a monkey.
Right.
You're not a monkey.
You're not a monkey. You're far from a monkey.
But when I was...
An orangutan.
When I was shaking my whole key ring around, dancing around the parking lot, you wouldn't have known.
Yeah. Those opposable thumbs, man.
And you're pulling and you're going, hoo, 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 hoo.
Yep, baring my teeth.
let's get you updated.
Looking
on
for
traffic.
Something to somehow I can see if I can swing on something.
4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Today is National Paranormal Day.
Is it?
That's what they say.
All right.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things people would do if they could do stuff with their minds.
Top things people would do if they could do stuff with their minds.
Make Madonna's top fall on.
Yeah.
Bend the BMW of the douchebag who just cut us off. C, snap the castle drawbridge down after we putt so that we always ace the last hole in mini golf.
What are you people? On dope?
Maybe.
Manipulate the pitch so our kid always strikes out and quits baseball, and we never have to sit through a Little League game again. I think that happened to me.
Do they still do that at Little League games when you hit a home run, the parents all was sitting in their cars, honk the horns?
I have honestly no idea.
Not me neither. I don't know. It's been too long.
I mean, I think we'd have to go back to at least the Ford administration.
Yes.
Before I have any recollection.
I agree. So I'm asking, does it still happen? Because it did when I was little in the Ford administration.
Top things people would do if stuff they would do if they could with their minds.
Yes.
Levitate our carry-on bag on the scale so that it always weighs less than 50.
Yes.
Float beer directly from the tap into our mouth.
Right on.
Hold my beer.
Contact Alexander Hamilton and ask if he could really rap. And finally, the top thing people would do with their minds if they could.
Yes.
Vaporize the woman directly in front of us, taking forever to order Starbucks.
30 years of blah, blah, uh-huh. blah, and uh-huh. where has that led us?
Right here.
I just got my 8:30 every time. And the lady.
I know.
Here's my ear. It's on
very
my
important.
Head.
Poor baby.
Elvis.
My top priority.
Yep.
Bad tip, baby.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.